They got about thirteen now. When they got about 10 years old, they decided they want to have a big fight. And when they come over to their granddad and they fight. And they get in a fight, and finally he got tired of him, so he whooped both of them one day over. You know, they never did have another fight over there.
They did.
Both of them were just about the same size when they was cousins. Their daddies were brothers, you know, and of course that left them cousins. And one of them was sort of chunky like, and the other was sort of slender, but they got mad. They all of them get mad at one another. And so the old man told him, said, their granddad told him, said, I'm going to tell you boys one thing. Said, I'm going to whoop you boys. And then next time you'll fight, I'm going to whoop you again.
Oh.
And he whooped them with a switch. I mean, they said he whooped them good. And they went, and they, I think their daddy was out there shot, and they saw it all.
Uh-huh.
They stayed out there. They didn't have anything to do with it. The youngest one of the boys, he said, I told his other brother, said, drink me, Arthur. No, he said, don't go up there and have anything to do with it. He said, just leave daddy and them boys alone.
Uh-huh.
And said, when he got through with him, he said, they got on the motorbike and pulled out home.
Oh, they did?
And he sent them home. He said, they ain't never had another fight. They ain't never had
it.
Carlos, come here. Carlos. Hey, Carlos. Now y'all turn the television on, lay down over there on the floor or something like that, or get out of the house. Now y'all too rowdy. Now you're going to worry me to death. Oh, I tell you. We can't hardly get along with it. Now, we get on pretty good sometimes, them two boys, but when we get...
When you get the whole group up...
We get two or three more up here, we have too many.
Yeah, they're kind of showing off a little bit, I think.
Yeah. No, it's suggestive, you're right. We knew you were going to be here yesterday, and they all three going to come up here, not too much, and they all got there and play. I got a dog pen out there, and they weren't playing dog pen.
Uh-huh.
And I told my wife, I said, as long as y'all stay out there, but when you get through playing out there, you're going to pull out home. Because they just live down 100 yards. Of course, their mom and dad, they don't know all about it. They come up here and stay and play in the sand pile and everything else. And we keep one of them at a time. We don't ever keep more than one. We don't ever keep one of them at a time.
Yeah, it's getting kind of rough to keep
track. Oh, I tell you, they're getting the racket. They get too much. They get too much trouble. Now they'll come. One of them come. Not that little one. He was going to come away and stay all night with us, and then Mamma got sick last spring, or she was one, and she'd been sick about a year and a half. But anyway, Rita, that's our granddaughter, she's going to let him come away and stay all night with us. He wanted to, but he never has got to stay all night with us. But that other one, he comes up here and stays all night. That fleshy one,
uh-huh,
Carlos,
he stays
Carlos.
All night.
A long time he wouldn't sleep with me. He'd sleep in my room. We got a rugs on the floor in there, and he'd get a pallet.
He liked to sleep on a pallet.
But the pallet on that floor is just soft as a bed.
Uh-huh.
But it was just a couple of quilt folded up, and then on top of that rug down there, and boy, he's getting pillow down there and throw a sheet over top of him. He was just in Nappy's house there. But one night he's in there, he laid in there, I said, Carl, you want to sleep with Pep Boy? He just jumped up and come in there and got on the bed. He never did kick me nothing. And ever since then, he sleeps with me. He don't sleep with me, but she don't want to sleep with me. They do rough.
Okay,
he didn't kick sideways. What's he got there?
He got a dollar bill.
You better put that up, boy. I don't know where he got his dollar bill at. See, he's got a...
It is hard to believe.
Reader
and...
And can you imagine having an uncle that close to your age?
Well, our son and my sister is almost...
Oh, really?
Well, in fact, they're close to her because she was born in February and I